Shir Chaf Gimel Melecha, Yudal Shvat, Itav Shimon Gimel, January 28, 1983,
Friday, continue. So it could be Nivra, but it's not Nivra for a different reason, because it's told Lifrida, but otherwise it could be Nivra. But after the Shir Milas expired, so it's saying in a Korinkash. So it goes without saying. That this din of the Rosh is certainly true according to Shitas Rashi, but this din of the Rosh could be true even according to Tesis, who says in the case of Ichtichas Bosor that was taken off from the salting bowl and was put in a gigi shein of mikeves, and then it was filled up with tzia, so it's no agon osrei. So, but this din of the Rosh could be true even according to Tesis. It just happens that the Rosh passes like Rashi. In the case of Ichtichas Bosor that was taken off from the salting board and was put in the gigis, shame in the keres. But even if the Rosh had agreed with Tesis of Noag Osrei, but he could still say this thing, that Yesh Matir Rashi is in the Milchem. Because, why? Because when does Tesis say, in the case of Rashi, that it's Osea, Noag Osrei, that's in the case where the Ichtichas Bosor was taken off from the salting board and it was put in a gigi shein of mikeves. So there is a lot of pressure. There is no outlet. So we cannot say Dam Mishrek Shorik. Dam has the tendency to go down, go out, to drip down. How will it drip down? It has to be retained in the keile. It has no pores, it has no cracks, the keile. It's a gigi shein of mikeves. So he cannot say, and it's not standing like a salting ball, you know, on a slant. So then obviously there will be a lot of pressure exerted by the dam that comes, by the dam upon the Ichtichas Bosor, and to be Nivra again. Nivra again. But so there Tesis is Chelek and Rashi. Because there we cannot apply the principle of dam, Mishrek Shoyim. Mashain in the case of Ichtichas Bosor that was left on the salting board that is placed in his land. So even though you keep it there for more than 12 hours, for days, more than 24 hours, for days, and it's not busy being paint and dam or tzia, nothing, but still since it is kept in his land, so maybe dam mishrek shoyim. So even if we say not like Rashi, and we say that even after let's say that it's Reseach even after 12 hours, after 24 hours, it's still Reseach. Fine, it's Reseach, but Dam Mishrek Shoyim. So Mele, and it has an outlet to drip down. It's standing in its land. So this is what it has. Hatam the Dam Mishrek Shoyim. Vinefer. So Mele, even according to the Shite that is Chelikam Rashi Shite, it will still be mutala sheisi de milchei. Lacha shiomil and lacha yudvei sho and lacha chobdalet sho. So, needless to mention, according to Rashi, it's mutala sheisi de milchei. Because according to Rashi, it's mutala sheisi de milchei, even in the gigi shein in the keres. But even according to Tesis, who says that it's also la sheisi de chui shein in the nuke, because it's still Riseya, but in this case, it's mutala sheisi. Because you are keeping it on the salting board that is placed in his land. So then we say, Damish Rechon. This is what the Taz says. Then the Taz says something else that is very strange. He says, Ve'eicha aposor ha'nimlach peyli tzir leilom v'nibleim nadam. That would be alright if the Mechaber had said, Ve'eish ma'atirim la'sheisi b'milchei afil rachash yomil. Fine. Then he could say, because even lachash yomil, we don't have to worry lest some of the drops of dam that were already nifla within the shiomil will be nifla into the bosor, because it's busy being peltzia. But the Rosh of the Mechaber is v'yesh matir lashes in yuchay afilu kama yomim, even 3 or 4 days. So then, after 24 hours, then he definitely is not busy being peltzia. So why does he say the Taz? The answer is what it means. The second motion applies to the case where you just keep it for after the shiur meal, but within 12 hours 12 hours confinement, you see, limited. Mashenkin after 12 hours, or certainly Mashenkin after 24 hours, so he certainly couldn't say the second time. So the second time does not have reference to the case where you keep it for kamo days, but where you keep it for kamo hours, but within the 12 hour or 24 hour period. So then there is an extra time as to why you are allowed to do. Alright, now, yes?
Could we say that after the shir melichah, so the dam itself is no longer has that sharp quality, and even if it was...
Alright, so there's the machlekes, excuse me, there's the machlekes between Rashi and Teisus. Rashi says, after shir melichah, it's in it. But Teisus says, no agrosre. In other words, we consider it cham, v'seyach, even after the shir melichah.
So could the Rashi be going to Rashi here?
One second. It happens that the Rosh agrees with Rashi. But this din of the Rosh can accord even with the sheet of thesis. Why? Because the Mishnah shows. Now, Ubidevet Mutya, Vakilu Man de Machmir, Bimaise de Rashi, Sinan Samachte, Sibes, Tesis Shite, says Noah Rosre, May the Khan, the Tsirbe, Uchmishekosav, Sinan Zes, Sibes, Mishin Israelta. In other words, when does Tesis say that it's Osea? That is when there is CRBM. So in other words, actually he could have mentioned another time because he could have mentioned another time. Why does he have to say that? It's true that this is also a good time. That was mentioned. That those who pass now either are more passes like this, no agulos. So it's only in the case where Chetichas Bosa was taken off. So all it was put in the Yiddish in the Keves, and then it was filled up with a substantial quantity of tzia. Mashenke, if there is no tzia exuded, so then it's not Veseach after the Shion. That's true, but here he doesn't have to resort to this stuff, because here you could say a few man de mach mir be meis in the Rashi. So it's only, this is what the Shach says, and the Taz doesn't say it. But that's strange, just why the Shach. So it's only in the case of Echtichas Bosa that was taken off from the Sultan board and was placed in the Yiddish in the Keves. So then we couldn't say Dam Mishrek Shoy. Mashiach in here, where it's left on the Sultan board that is standing in his land. So then we say Dam Mishrek Shoy. So he doesn't have to resort to the fact that there is no Tzir there. Alright, so the Shach will be saying that. Now let's see the Shach. Yei Shem, Sheboso Shemimwa, Ves Yosef Kosa, Shedin Zetol Bidin, the Simen Samachtes, Risifho, with Reschatos Paul Yudalet Bidal, Kosa, so the Ves Yosef says that the Machleik is between the Rajbo, but the Vigdelum is a Shemite in the Rabbi Sai of the Rajbo, and the Rosh, as to whether you are allowed to let Echtichas Bosa stay on the salting board beyond the 12-hour period. So the Rabbis of the Rashbo says no. And why? Because the dam that was released already and that adheres to the surface together with the particles of salt might be nearby. And the Rosh says no, we don't have to worry. It will not be nearby. So as Yosef says, the machlekes between the Rabbis of the Rashbo and the Rosh same machlekes as Rashi and Teis. Yosef, because of him, that all the dinis of the Teis in Chok, and with the Reschatos, while you doubt it, in doubt it, because of the few we might have made more in the U.S. of the Kripe, that states a shite, no agules, a high mission to us, on the way to Shambel, a chay tzir, in a tzir, and yacha, shemunach, bichli, shemunuket, osa, אבל הוח שאבוסו מנח תומי בכלי מנוקב לא יחשינו את אבוסו יבוא מן המלך שאולו די אף אם יבלי דם מישרק שאולו so the Tereschata says that לא חלשון בנהר ואף על גב דימו פלבוסו שכבר פה לדום לביצירה איצל בוסו שאולו ישועת עד שאולו ישועת עדיין שיהיה נריך עושה משפוס ורב בסל סיבו ופושט הוא דהיין אפילו בכלי מנוקב ולא יבגינו מישרק שאולו Yesh leimar sham ohe. Now, because in Sivo, the Rabbo passes. The Rabbo passes. But few of the Eved Nogim Osrei, אם נופל בוסו שכבר פולט כל דומי מצירי אצל בוסו של אישו עדיין שם מליחה סונד רועץ בקוס אין סיבוב דמחב המנשנס פרי שיטס. One sheet is the biggest complaint that we do not take the Likach Peyuvi altogether. So the Mele, even Boso Shalim Lachlau, that was placed in contact with Boso Shalim Lachkin and Plito Sidam becomes Oseh, and there is no Eitze to be Misakene Taudim Lich. That's the biggest complaint. In, why? So that's the sheet. That's the sheet of the rock. We saw that's the sheet of the raw. That the sheet of the raw is we do not say we got in the kibbeli kachpeyote. We got in the we don't say it. We got in tree we say it, but not we got in the. So that's one sheet. And then there is another sheet that we say kibbeli kachpeyote. The mechaba mentioned another sheet that's the rabbi Yehne, the rabbi Yisof of the Rajbo, the rabbi Yehne, that who says that. That we say kibbeli kachpeyote even independently of its own natural dam content. That's the biggest problem. Then we have the shita of the Rashba himself and the Sifrat Kumo, that independently of its own natural dam, we do not say kibbeli kachpeyote. But Agad Chorev, its own natural dam, we do say kibbeli kachpeyote. So the Mechaba mentions three shitas. Then, and Mahaba says, we should be chasing for the sheet of the raw, that we do not say kibbeli kachpeyote altogether. And the end, we can rely on the sheet of Rabbi Yehne, that we say kibbeli kachpeyote by itself, without gore of its own natural dam coming. But that's the psak of Mahaba. But the Ramo says, but you would be the end, the Osri, no, for Bosak, for Gomi, the Tire, it's for Bosak, for Shoah, Dain, Shemelich. So the Ramo says, the end, we rely on the sheet of the Rashbon, the Sifrat Humo, that we do say Kibele Kachpeu, the Agav Kore. But we do not rely on the sheet of Rabbi Yehne to say Kibele Kachpeu, the by itself, in there. So yes, Kashi, the Shah, oh. Baf or gas did not help us a check for a domain with Siri. It's a boss of Shoah Dan Shemuni. O sea, push was a rap, which is involved, who pushed to Dana Field between Luke, the Ramgino Mishrik Shorin, Yishrima de Shano Oche, the Marsh Yots of Napos of Tirshion Munich, Shuri Seya, Vida Mamish. So here's the cash. Why do we say here that it's Butalash is in Milke after Kamioni? And he says, there is Mutea, but there are more pastons that no fall was also for Poladon, which is was also a dime shim liche, so it's also there. And that is also given in the case of Kliminuke, where it has an outlet, but we should say Mishra Shoy, just as we say Mishra Shoy here. So he says, Yeshlim and Mishan Rochel, Mashi Yotzon Abos of Tirk Shim Liche, Shuri Seah, Vida Mamesh, for Yotzon Chutzla Kli, Shem Nuke, Umashi Mishra Gabov, in the Lach Luches, She Yotzon Men, Achash Shor Shim Liche, Daniel and Mil Baume. So, that's how the post can be put in the same as so, in Kinei, the Machmir, the Hospital, כל מוקי נשמח ונשמח חי דבנה עתיים במשחק שורי וכן המלך שאולו הרבי פוסטים סבירוי שרח השפול הדומי אין לשום כיח וכניס גוי השו הילקה סמכים עם הוכה עתיים במשחק שורי. In other words, in the case of Sivov, so there it's Riseach Ramesh, so then it's real Riseach. Even if we say, like Tesis, that in the case of Rashi it's no aglosre, but any day the degree of temperature of heat that exists in Achtichas Boso that is still Teich Shiomil to the degree of heat that exists in Achtichas Boso after Shiomil. Alright, so Rashi Shite is Seinari Gamre, so Teich Shite is it's not Seinari Gamre, but it's not as Riseach as before the Shiomil has expired. So the melee in connection with the case where Tichas Boso Sheninlach Upolat Koldome Sheninlach Yehudah Upolat Koldome Vitzire it is placed in contact with Tichas Boso Sheninlach Upolat Adayim Koldome is concerned. So there are more paskins that even though it's placed in his land it's the Losa, and we do not say Dam Yishrek Shorin because there is such a degree of Yisichus that in spite of the tendency of dam to drip down, a little bit of dam will be needed because it is so hot. Mashainke, in the case where you leave the chtichas boso after the shiur meal, so then even according to Teisves and Chelka Rashi, it is slightly the seyach, but it cannot be nivla so much. Only very little can be nivla, and since only very little can be nivla, so the fact that dam is mishrek shori will assure us that it will not be nivla altogether to the extent of asa. This is what the Shach says. All right. Now I think what that we leave it here. No, we leave it here because this starts in Ruinia. Yeshis, this starts in Ruinia. If Yeshis and the Bosch for Nimba, with the long Hamor, we won't get through by 12 o'clock. So that will cover. I hope to finish it by Monday. Okay.
It's 10:45. Ten forty-six.
Shir Chof Dalad Malicha Yud Zayin Shvat Hey Tav Shemem Gimel, January 31st, 1983,
on Monday. לא פריציה, מה משבועציה, אין יחתיכס בוסו, שנמבח ולא יוצא עדיין דומי, לא פריציה, I mean there are all kinds of situations, כל מיני גשיתם. So I had a child grown up, I don't know, I mean, I'll look for it into the boxes, I hope I'll find it, if not, I'll try to compose that child again, but I mean, in other words, you have to have all the situations clear in your mind, according to Marshall, according to Ramon. I mean, it's a valuable chart, but I'll look for it. Anyway, and Simen Ayin is the basic Simen in regard to these halachas. So, in Sivov, Yeshe Yisraelit in Boso Shalimim Lach Klau, O Yishenim Lach Upolat Kol Dome, in Boso Shalimim Lach Kedem Plutosi Dam, לפישה בוסו של אומים לך או ישנים לך הוא פולט קודום יחיזר בלי על מה שחביר את פיר ויש מתיר על דמליך של מלחם הרקח כוז יפ את קודם שבולה ויש מתיר עם בכל זה ולכתחילה יש לוח יש לו דברי עשר so now the Mechaba mentions 3 days the shite the biggest chumre which is the shite of the ho which is the shite of the ho that we don't say לגבי מליך כפי לקח פיר את יאו תגלה and we do not say dam mishrek shor dam mishrek shor so that's the biggest chumra the sheet of the rov so that means according to the rov so that's the first lashon in the mechaber in sivov if boso that was not nimlach at all came in contact with boso she nimlach came in plikosi dam so it becomes osa and there is no way to say al din licha to draw out the blood that it was bileya because we don't say kibeli kachpil teili gabi milicha we don't say it that's the biggest one then there is another shite which is the shite of the Rashbo in the Sefer HaTruma that if Boso Shalim Nilach Klau came in contact with Boso Shalim Nilach Bilo Yotza Adayim Domei let's say it came in contact with the Chtichas Bosor on the salting board before the Shiur meal expired so then there it is Muter Al Bin Micho Shnio that's the Shit of the Rashbo and the Zimra Truma but Boso Shemim Lach Vihudach Viyotzo Kvo Koldome and then it came in contact with the Chtichas Bosor on the salting board Boso that was salted but before the Shiur meal so then the second lashon in the Mechaber is that becomes osa because here we don't say kibeli kach peyote because it doesn't have its own natural dam content it was already the natural dam content was already released as a result of the melicha and the adoch and the third chitte in the Mechaber which is the kabeisa for the Rashbo that we say kibeli kach peyote it means independently of its own natural down counting So the coin and cheetah, not only Yechtichas Boso, showing you a dying cloud, if it came in contact with Yechtichas Boso and the salting ball. So there is a need to be matter. Out in Lihe, but even Yechtichas Boso that was already in Lachem Hudach, and the Yotzek Moldome, if that Yechtichas Boso came in contact with Yechtichas Boso and the salting ball, there is also a need. So the chaber al chatchil is chayshishim for the shittes of all, and the eved is matir even in the case of boso shenim lach vihudach kvo kol domei. So if it came in contact in boso shenim lach kiren tliposidam, and then the ramor is mati is he answers the eved in the case of boso shenim lach vihudach upolat kol domei, that it came in contact with Yechtichas Boso and the Solomon Bar. And the Solomon Bar. Now, again, so here there is a machlekes between the Taz and the Go. What's the pshat in the Mechaber? The Mechaber says that the Eved, if Yechtichas Boso, that was Nimlach, the Yehudah, that would be called Lome, if it came in contact with the Chichas Boso and the salting board, Shelo Yotza Adayim Koldome. So then the Eved is Mutea. So according to the Taz, it's Mutea because the Eved, the Mechaber relies on the Shita of the Rabbi Sof of the Rashbo, that we say, Kibilikach Pilte, even without Gore, even without recourse to Gore of the natural dam counter. So Mele, we have to resort to Kibilikach Pilte, so he has to be Mele, and let it stay on the solving board for an hour, like it. So, that is the Pshat of the Taz in the Mechaber. The Gore says, no. The reason is why the Mechaber passes that Ibn Yechtichas Boso, Shenimlach, Vihudach, Vyotzok Vokol Dome, Vitzire, if it came in contact with Yechtichas Boso on the solving board. So it's Mutea, because the Eved, the Mechaber relies on the Shita of Rabletam, that we say Dam Yishrak Shorek Ligabu Mechaber. So what's not community between the task pshat in the Mechaber and the Goyim's pshat Mechaber? According to the task pshat Mechaber, you have to be Mereach again and leave it on the salting board for an hour. But according to the Goy, you don't have to be Mereach. You don't have to be Mereach because Damish Rek Shorik support Mereach. So it's a big, now, on a practical level, there is a big not community between the task pshat in the Mechaber and the gross pshat Mechaber. Now you'll see. Now let's see the task. What is it? No, according to the gross. So does it need hadoche? So hadoche we need because some particles of salt that are stained with blood, you see, might have rubbed up on the Chichas Boso, Shenimlach Vihudach Vyotzek Volodome. So Mele Lechatchile, we have to wash it off to remove those particles of salt because of that possibility. So Lechatchile Yimidadoch. But according to the Gor, the Mechaber the Eved relies on the Shita of Hamita. Lechatchile is Chesh Yishitim for the Shita of the Gor. So in other words, the attack is opposed. The Shita of the Rov and the Shita of Rabbi Tam are at opposite poles. He is the biggest machmir, and Rabbi Tam is the biggest maker. All right. Now, so let's see the Taz. Now, see. See propane the car. That no, the Taz, no, Taz, I'm sorry, Sifri Dimu. No, there is no Sifri Dimu, Sifri Dimu. So the Taz is Sifri Dal, Vyesh Matil in the Holze, Pirish Biboso Sholinim Lahadai, Pshite Shatel in the Kishem Shi Yitzidam Shalatsne, Kachi Yitzidam Abulua. Kippos, or Shinim Lachu Palat Kol Dama Yitzirei. Meil in Yiliche, she eats his Adam Shebolach Shol. Meil in Yiliche, she eats his Adam Shebolach Shol. Because he will kach bilte. So he emphasizes, meil in Yiliche. But we have to resort in Yiliche. Even Chtichas Boso, Shinim Lachu Palat Kol Dama Yitzirei. So we still have to be Meleach again. Not, but without Milichanat, that's a Taspshat. So it's on the basis of the Shita of the Rabbis of the Rashbo. He says, Vayeshayskin Reishes Virle, the Melach Mafni Tel Mashu Shalei, Viloi Mashet Bola Vimokimachepo. In other words, that's the Shita of the Rashbo and the Sitra Tumo. We say Kibili Kachbilte only Agav Kome of its own natural damkam. So in other words, since the Milichet will take out all the blood, so Agav Gore, the blood that it was Belea from the Chtichas Bosor and the Solving Board will also come out, will also be released. But independent of the natural dam content, then we don't say Kibir Kachim. So then he says, then the Ramos says, Vahud David Neyag in Yosre, im Nofar Bosor Shekbor Pola, Kol Dome Mitzire, Itzol Bosor Shorisho Adai Shir Melichet, so sif the swam the taz, Vahu David Neyag in Yosre, Kim Shein Li Maulif Leitosea, Kim Shebeleya, Vahishem Li Shemei Ramo Li Osea Lifushe, Eimas Nikro, Polat Kol Dome Bitzire. So he says, Vyeshem Li, Shekol Me Isle Isle, Acha Shemim Lach Pele Tzia, Vilog Atir Zman Ze, Liboso Shemim Lach, Vilisho, Adai, Shia Meliche, Einei Nesa. In this. Now, let's see what the Gemara says. Oh. V'yesh matiri, the first line of the Gemara. Rotzalei marafilu b'seif uchmeshikosav ayin beiz ayin beiz b'shem rabnetan v'ayin shom svoreseyem v'rayos rayiseyem shekolech v'erach. So he says b'shem rabnetan. So it's on the basis of the shita of damich rekshoy. If it's on the basis of the shita of damich rekshoy, so we don't require milich. Don't require milich. Now, then he says, "Vafilu b'de'evet ni'agin osrei imnofal posor shekvor polad kol domei v'tzirei itzul posor shorisho adayin shir milich." Now, as far as Ramoshite is concerned, so the Gro couldn't say it's on the basis that Ramo passes like a metam. If Ramo would pass like a metam, so the Ramo should say that the Evet is muter. If Mechtichas Bosor Shemimlach Vihudach Upolat Koldome, it came in contact with Mechtichas Bosor and the Solving Board. Because that means you're sure. So the machleke between the Taz and the Gro is in respect to the Shite of the Mechaber, who passes that the Evet is muter in every situation. Even in the case of Tichas Bosor Shenimlach Vihudach Vyotze Kol Dome, that came in contact with Tichas Bosor and Solving Board. But the Ramo says, Tichas Bosor Shenimlach Vihudach Upovat Kol Dome, it came in contact with Tichas Bosor and the Solving Board. Is also there. So the Ramo certainly doesn't pass like Ramitan. But, so, what is the Shita of the Ramo? The Ramo passes like the Shita of the Sipatomo and the Rashbo, that we do not say Damish Rekshoi or Yamuniche, but we say Kibeli Kachpeyote. So then there is a machleket between the Rabbis of the Rashbo and the Rashbo himself. How far does the principle of Kibeli Kachpeyote go? So according to Rabbis of the Rashbo, it goes, it operates even without recourse to the Gore of the natural dam, and according to the Rashbo only of the Gore of the natural dam. So this is what the Rambam passed. ואפילו בדיעבד כי שפיע כספור השנייה וכן כוס המשכונו וכסיפה עולה נשיב בכל זמן שפלטס אבל בוסו שהדוגים פילטים וכן כוס הבאגוי וסיפייס ולמום דרוסים אלו שדוגים פילטים כל ציר און קייד אורי נאו ונוג עתיר זמן זה so he says ואפילו בדיעבד נהגים לאוסר אינוף ובוסו שכמו פה וקודם וציר איפה בוסו שלו שואה דאנשי המליחה ויש אמרים שכל מי ישראל יסלח השנים לך פניציע ואם לא גתיר זמן זה לפוס השנים לך ולשוע עדיין שיר מליחת אין נעשה וכן יד אך במוקים שנפסת מרובה יש לא סלח היו בי שולס because there is a מחלקס as to whether איכתיך אז בוסו tends to be פניציע called יבי שור או called יתחובדה לשור So looking, she left it merely possible like this. That it's only peritzia tifyvesho beyond yivesho or not. But looking, left it merely we rely on the shite that it's peritzia kol chodalicho. So merely it's muda. Now here again we have a machlekes between the taz and the shach. Now usually we learn the taz first and then the shach, but the taz here are very some of the taz shot in here are difficult. So Mele will first learn the shachs and then the tas, because the shachs pshat in the Ramor is much more reasonable, it's much more simple. The tas is very complicated, it complicates the Ramors here, the tas. But here, I just want to mention, here, I mentioned it already, that there is a machlikas between the tas and the shach. The Mechaber certainly paskins like the Adayin Yishlimas washing in Tesis. As long as it's Pilates Seer, so it's not Galea altogether. So maybe if it's not Galea altogether, you don't have to resort to another Melichet. But according to the ancient Farshim Shite, so Galea it is, even though it's occupied in the process of Pilates Seer, but Galea it is. But it's kibbeli kachbeli. So then we have to resort to another melicha, and we have to leave it on the salting board again for shiosho. So the shach. Now the mechaber certainly passes like that by leishleimashi, because he says befeimish being sipalev beholds man shpilatas siro in the last. How about Ramos? So the Taz said in sipalev, and again he reiterates it. That while the Mechaber paskins like that, I initially mashite, that calls manshkulat is here in Bilas, but there are more paskins like the Nishni Poshim Shite. Bilas it is. But there is an initial dimiliche, kipeli kachpeute, to draw out the dam that is Bilaya. But Bilaya it is, so we have to resort to a Milichoshnio. But that's the Shite of the Taz in Ramor. But the Shite of the Shach is, Just as the Mechaber passes like that, I initially machine. That as long as she is, as the Chitichas Bosov is occupied with the task of being Pelitzia, so it cannot even be Bileya, so the Ramo also passes. So the Mele, that's the question when the Ramo says, Vinogatirs Manzeli Boso Sheminlach will show a dying Shemeluche in Nessa, according to the Shach, and there's the Pashtus Aloshin of the Ramo, because he says, Eini Nessa! He doesn't say, Yesh Latire Yalbi Meluche, but he says, Eini Nessa! Eini Nessa! So he says, so Vinogatirs Manzeli Boso Sheminlach will show a dying Shemeluche in Nessa. So we don't have to resort to a melicha and to kibbeli kachpeute. That's the part, the shach's pshat in the Ramo. According to the Taz, in Nesa means, al de kibbeli kachpeute, it's in Nesa. Through a melicha, so it doesn't become much. Alright. Now let's see the shach's. We learn the shach first, and then the Taz. Now, yesh eisrelit in bosa sholimim lachlau. So the shach in Sifra Fei says, Shalimim lachlal shozim ipilit klub ubileya. So it's bileya. Oy shalimim lach upolat koldomi vuda. Can you be tiras abayis? Uveran yire. The high mishum dechim yehuda. Ach hashiyo melechose. Nistomim nikvei haplei. Uchid chosa mitiras chatos. Kol vod shidim ramasko. Avu hidach hashepolat koldomi mkom bekivat ayim pilit zirin lulach. Iname, mashe kosa. So what is Oy shenim lach, he says, Yei sheisro mitin bosa sholimim lach lao, Oy shenim lach upola et kol dome. So what does it mean? Oy shenim lach upola et kol dome? So he says, Shenim lach upola et kol dome vihudach. Vikei ובתירס הבית וברב ונראה דהי ממשום דחים יהודה אך השיר מלחוסי נסתום עם נקרי הפליטה ודווס תירס חטוס אבל לא יהודה אף על אף שכבר פולת כל דומי מכל מוקים כאילו דהי עם פיר יציר אין בליה אינם מה שכל ספטור ומחבר הוא פולת כל דומי רוצה לי מהדומי מציר וכי מוס וכי מוצוסי בהגוי סמרשאו ולטור שפירשקי אינם רואה את זה it goes without saying that when the Mechaber says, the Turin Mechaber says, Uishinimlach, Upolat Koldomei, so the Mechaber has reference to a case, the Turin Mechaber has reference to a case where it's not capable of being paid any dam or anything. But that can be considered visualized in two situations. One situation is if, let's say, it was Nimlach and it stayed on the salting board for 12 hours or perhaps 24 hours, then certainly it's Polat Koldome Yitzir. If it stayed on the salting board 24 hours. So it's certainly Polat Koldome Yitzir. Or it can be visualized in connection with the situation where it stayed on the salting board only Shiur Mil, but then it was rinsed. It was rinsed. So again, the rinsing has the effect of being say, Nikri Plitus Atzia. So it's like staying on the salting board for 24 hours, because what difference does it make? Whether it mamish was Yotzo Koldome Mitzirei, or it stayed on the salting board Shiur Mil and then it was rinsed, so it cannot be paid here anymore because it's nistimu. So that's the tip shot. So he said, one pshat is Oishenim Lachu Polat Koldome Yehuda. So the melee, even though we did not release all the tzia, but it's nistimu nikve plate tzia. And another pshat is, iname, mashikos vaturum chaber, polat koldome, otzolim agdome vitzire, vichim otzosik agoyis vashal, vitur shepirish, vichim vadvish al shmei, upirish ki vipreis, vayish matirin afiru vachai gavne, mushechasachti misifrim divarash bo, ותרס הבייס להתיה וחתאי מיקוס קיפירי כפיוטי וחתאי נאו תחי לכם למתירים לבוס השנים והביהודה דאפלאים וידאם של עצמי וגם נסתום מניקוות ולסירי אפילו הוכחי זה רופיר את הרבוליך הרכים או שאלה אם פה את כל צירי because it stayed on the salting board for 24 hours. So Mimele, we cannot say either the Torah briefly tzia is Libora, because it's not Torah briefly tzia, either because all the tzia was released, because it stayed on the salting board for 24 hours, or because through the Adoche, so Nistimu Nikri Kutza tzia. So, in any event, so it's not busy being paid tzia, so it was certainly able to be Belei Adam, but for Kibili Kachpilte, so we can release the dam that it was doing. And what name in Polish Motil is a board, look at Bach Shedoch of Piruze, with Nishaybi, the Haikav, the Lekem and the Matir, the Erich Lechirake, I'm Shom Shechachose, Yisterose, the Gamarav Mashma, Shaybi, the Mashkesavti, who pushes, what did the Shach say? That when the Mechaba says, Yei Sheisri, should leap in Bosa to Yisri Lachwa, or Yishenim Lachu, Polat Koldomei, in Bosa Shenim Lach, Kenyan Plitosi Dam, so it has reference to two situations. Either Nimlach Upolat Koldomei because it stayed on the salting board, and the salting board for 24 hours, so all the tzir was released, so Mele after that, it's not busy being paid tzir, so it's able to be Beleya, and if it's able to be Beleya, so Mele, there is no heter out in the Micho, and then the other shit is, that there is a heter out in the Micho, because Kibeli Kachpilte, independently of the Gore, of the its own natural damkan. Alright. Vyesh Matirin, yes.
Why is the Bach told here?
No, because the Bach, no, we are talking of the case. With the case.
You call it part of zero.
Yeah.
So why is the Bach? The
Shach
the Bach is
over
there.
He
doesn't say why.
Because the Bach Shiti is that those who are Matir, are only Matir in the case of Chtichas Bosor Shemila Yehudach. So Lo Yotzo Adayin Tzire. So Memele, because there is a Shite. the Bach says that there are some Rishonim who say that even if Yechtichas Bosor was Nimlach, Visho, Shio, Mir, Shiomir, and then it was Hudach, so it's still capable of being Peritia. I mean, there is a shita that is chilik on this premise that once it was Hudach, so it's Nistimu Nikrei Pleitas Atzia. Some mele we are Matia, in other words, so we are Matia. So we are matir in the case of Bosor Sheniwach, Bosor that stayed on the salting board for an hour. So Yotzok Odomi. But the Tzio was not released. The Tzio was not released. But it was Udach. So then, if we are Meleach it again, since there is a Shidus of Hashemi, that Hadoche does not have the effect of being Seisei Nikvei Pleitas Atzia completely. So the Mele, when you salt it again, so then it will release, it will be Peletzia. So Agagore of Pleitas Atzia, the dam that it was Beleah from the Chtichas Boso, Shenulachol Beleyotzo Adayim Kol Domei, will also be Nifa. Masha'in came, if the Chtichas Boso stayed on the salting board for 24 hours, so then it definitely was failing all the tzir in the world that it possibly could have had. So, Mimele, then there is no way we cannot rely on being Meleachet. Because we do not say Kibbutz, in other words, the Mechaber is not matter the Eved. He does not rely on the Shita of the Rabbeisof of the Rashbo to be Matia. Kibbele Kachbilte, independently of the glory of the natural dam or the natural tzia. But in the case where the Chichas Boso that was Nimlach and Hudach, so the tzia was not as yet released, so then there is a shite that the Nikvei Pleites Atzia were not Nistam completely. So the Melal the Nuicha it will release the tzia, so along with the tzia, its own natural tzia, so the dam that it was beleah from the other chtich and the salting board will also come out. Masha'in came, if the chtich has also stayed on the salting board for 24 hours, so it's devoid of tzia. So then when you are beleah again, so you cannot release any tzia. So what does it have? Just a few drops of dam that it was beleah from the other chtich. So we do not say Kibbele Kachpeyote Agapor. It's not always the Bach assumes that the Mechaber does not rely even there upon the Shite of Kibbele Kachpeyote Shaloyal Bikore of its own natural dam content and its own natural tzir content. That's what the Bach says. But this is strange. V'yesh mifor shim Alden Milich Kleima yesh mifor yesh matirin Alden Milich Kleima, yesh matir miposo shalimim lachwao de muliche, ahakei, shechmoy sheyifleit ahakei dam shal atzme. One second, v'yesh matir in al de muliche, that's in the first situation, of boso shalimim lachwao, that can be counted with tichas boso on the salting board. So, sa'agav gore, yesh matir in miposo shalimim lachwao de muliche ahakei, shechmoy sheyifleit ahakei dam shal atzme, yifleit dam dachim. V'yesh matir in bichol zeh, kleima rafiru bisefe, yelezbe, the lesbu dam shel atzmei abu hochem muta al dimulich ahakei. Again, the shach agrees with the tats, so it's only on the basis of the rabbeisof of the rashbo shite that kibbele kachpeute even independently of the grore of the natural dam content. No, but not like the grore. So in other words, you see the tats and the shach, they both assume that the mechaba doesn't pass in the eved like the rabbinetam. But it's only he relies the Eved on the sheet of the Rabbeis of the Rashbo. According to the law, we don't even have to resort to the Nichashniyah. Because damage actually, so it doesn't even become us. Ulchatchile yeishlochu shlibre yeishrim, kileima ulchatchile yeishli zoya becholze, shaloi laasei sei, avo bidevet yeishlifzik becholze de mutea, vichei mashlam bes yosef. Because the Chatchila Yesh Lizoya Mechalat Vorim Eilu, Viloch Yesh Lizoya Yisrim, Arun Devin Yesh Lizmecha Matiri. So that means that the Mechaber, the Chatchila Yesh Chay Shish from the Shit of the Ro, that we don't say Kibbele Kachpeu, they even have a Gror of the Neshot. And the Eved is relies even on the Shit of the Rabbi Yisrim and the Rajbo, that we say, it can be like independently without recourse to the glory of the natural dam content or tzir content. So then he says, משמע דקומה לחתכיר ישוי זה יש לו עשי סו וכך נראה שאיבן הרב וזה לא יקמה שדיגליק מעריל כהן מקרו כדס דאפי רב רבי בתשוב עשי מחוזיין שגם הבסיוס מה שקוס לחתכיר רוצה לאימא כשרי צהריו מיוסטיק לחתכיר יוסי דוסה אבל זה אמת שאם פוסק להתיה סמכינה המתיה ומדרין הוא דאטר לשני אין שוט סו דאפי רב רבי מעריל כהן זה מעריל כהן זה שח קונסטנטלי מנשנס the Shikha of the Upper Rabbah, constantly, the Taz, I'm not aware of the Taz ever mentioning the Shikha of the Upper Rabbah, but the Shah constantly mentions, I mean, besides everything else, the memory of the Shah is something, I mean, that is inconceivable. First of all, I mean, he had so many swarming, I mean, he had swarming that we don't have, I mean, we have so many swarming that we don't have, we can't even get there. I mean, it seems that the Shah, whenever he quoted a certain pesek, so out of memory, not that he had the sefer in front of him, because there are sometimes certain words are omitted. So if he had a sefer in front of him, he wouldn't have omitted a single word. So it was out of memory. So the Shah constantly mentioned יש לוח של ויש מתיר בכל זה ולכתחילה יש לוח של דברי היסר so he says when the Besiose so the Bechaba doesn't mean that so he says ולכתחילה יש מתיר בכל זה ולכתחילה יש לוח של דברי היסר so he doesn't mean that the Eved if he chtich has boso that שנימלח ויהודח ויוצא כל דומה ויוצא כל דומה כי אם קמתק מלכתיכת בוסור על הסולטים בו זו עצמותה על די מליחה או without מליחה no, even the enemy is also that when the מחבר says ויש מתירים בכל זה הוא חתכי לשלוח את דבר הישכם but the enemy עצמותה he doesn't mean that the enemy עצמותה that if a woman comes to the Chochem with the Shire and tells him there is a Chtichas Boso של נמלח ויהודח ופולת כל דומה it came in contact with Chtichas Boso on the salting board am I allowed to eat it or not? So the Mechaber so the Psak should be the Psak by the Rob should be a contact of Avarez Pshak no Mechaber no you're not allowed to eat it but if the Rob passed it already that he's allowed to eat it so then he should not, another Rav shouldn't reverse Ipsak. Or the same Rav, he realizes that he made a mistake, he doesn't have to reverse Ipsak. But, so what does it mean? Ulchatchile yishloche shul divrei Yisrim. In other words, lichatchile, if a shayre comes before the Rav, even though it's a situation of the Eved, so he should ask her, even though it's the Eved. But, the Eved, if the Rav paskent already, and then another Rav hears, oh, so he shouldn't tell the woman if the first Rav didn't pasken correctly. So, and the same Rav, if he realizes that he was not supposed to pasken that way, so he doesn't have to call back the woman and tell her, no, don't use the piece of meat. Once he pasken, so the Eved doesn't mean the Eved if the event happened, but the Eved means if there was a psak, once a psak was made, it's a strange kind of a devil. But this is how that Rav really understands and have. Yeah.
What kind of a reasoning is that?
Rather,
I mean, realizing a mistake, why shouldn't
we change his mind? Rav, because there is a shita of Hashem. There is a shita of Rabbeisov of the Rashbo who say that we say kibel kachbel teiv without recourse to grore of the natural dam kante. So the male, lechatchile, when the woman comes to him, so he should pass the chumash. But if he already passed, so we don't pass, we don't reverse the psak, because it has a basis. That psak has a basis. It's not a toyes gomo. It's not the proper psak. But if he passed it already, so there, he doesn't have to reverse it. All right, but that's not the right psak. Einschon, schein wie die Duke Kidaio hinzi die Ram Chapa mit Pashton. Wie die Vrei Baal Sefer, Ape Rabrele, Bechame Dinen, she die Sinnen seh, nur Wobi. Weil is Michalov, he says, many things in this Sinne, so are mixed up by in the Sefer. Uma she kosa Ram Chapa lachatia mit Ewe, bi Bosa shol Nim lachlau, Meire she Udach mit Chilo. Die Moike, die Nimlach, בירוי הדוח הקמאי זה דוסר אפילו דמד שהמלך מגליל איתם בהם שאולו ולייצים שוב לא ילדי בליך ולא ילדי צליח ולא ילצים לסמכתס אם אנו יצאו נמחר בסס that he is מתיר that בוסר שלו ימין לך כלל if it came in contact with the חתיכס בוסר on the salting board שמין לך הוא יוצא דיין דומי so he says יש מתיר al di miliche, so that when the Chava says yesh matir al di miliche, so the Chava has reference to the case of a boso achtichas boso shehuda, it was rinsed. The adoche kamaisi was already made in the achtichas boso, but the salting was not yet made. So this achtichas boso that was rinsed already, the adoche kamaisi, but was not salted as yet, if it came in contact with the chichas bosar and the salting bowl that was salted, but within the shiur meal, so then yesh matir min al dimlich. But suppose the chichas bosar that was not as yet rinsed, the adoche kamaisi was not as yet realized, and not only it wasn't salted, it wasn't even rinsed as yet, and that came in contact with the chichas bosar and the salting bowl, so then the mechaber is not matir et al dimlich. Why? Because the shita of the smag and the smag is that if a chichas boso was nimlecho without making a doche kamaise, then there is no eitzi al di miliche, because this dam, the drops of blood that adhere to the surface and the thing of dam be'en, and vis-a-vis dam be'en, we don't apply the principle of kibeli kafeuche. This is what the shach is saying. ומה שקוצר במחבר לאחת המדמת בוסר שלנו לכבר, מה ישו לך מתחילו? ואם לא יקין תתקו עם מלבר מיד לך כמה איסה, די עושה אפילו דמת משם מלך מדבר עם דם בהם שאולו, ונגיד ששוב לא ילדים לכלו על יצליה, וכן נוסים לסמך תסי בייס, וכן מה שקוצר לרב, ואם לא ימין לך כבר, ואם לא פעם יציר ממש, ויותר על די הדוחר מליחה, אחר כן, מייר נאמע שהוא דאכט די שנאפליציה, because if it is לוינין לאכלאל נאטיב הודאך, so it has drops of blood adhering. So that's dam be'en. When it falls into the tzir, what is tzir? Tzir is a mixture of melech and dam. That's fluid tzir. Fluid tzir, by definition, is a mixture of melech and dam. Of melech and dam. So melech, the melech in the fluid tzir will be mavliya. The drops be'en shall chtichas aboso. And then there is no eitze al de miliche to take it out. יוטה על דהלוך מליך הקיים בעיינה משודקים של אוכלוסייה וזה פירש לידס מעביד עד לא ישר את דורם והרבית הרסחת הסקוואל וול דימבייס aber war go ja hele schale jure was war schon gerade der Jakob schische nehme da viel mal das in was schon war du hat doch ich mal ist scho hoch mit sie ein scho mata wir hin kosa bis seit der schwal hey als in mode hat wo sa schon lo juda wir lo nie mach wie noch mit sie hey sehr um bi hey und mein hey mut ja und wir den dei schon pir schatan in kia ולא יעבלי האדם בהם שאולו פיסייכי וכן פוסק מרשאו ולהסמאת השולל ופרק רואה פוסס עם האנבוק וכן פוסק הבח בעין של כוסו הפוסקים והמחבר בוסר שהודח ולא ימח in other words first the שחס that is on shit that this deen of the מחבר that מחבר says ויש מתיר אליו דמליכה שאם לכן אחר כך why? Because he will have a pay. So in as much as the Meliche will draw out the natural dam content of the Chas Bosor, so along with the natural dam content of the Chas Bosor, it will also extract the drops of blood that it was Beleah through the Kamtek with the Chas Bosor and the Salting Board. So that's only in the case where the Chas Bosor that came in contact with the other Chas Bosor and the Salting Board was already Hudach. It was not Nimrach as yet. But if it was Hudach, then... But if it wasn't Hudach, if it wasn't even Hudach, so then there is no Eitzel de Meliche to draw out the drops of blood. So why? Because since it came in contact with the Melach, so the Mele, so it's like Echtichas Boso Shemim Lecho prior to the Adochik HaMais. But then the Mashal Shiti is not like that. And what Mashal says makes very good sense. Because true according to the Smag and the Smag, so the same Melech that has the capacity to draw out internal Dam, so has the capacity to be Mavriya the external Dam. The external dam. So that's only if you place a substantial quantity of salt. The way you do it when you salt, when you make kosher a piece of meat. Mashenk in here, Eichtichas Boso, Shaloi Nimlecho, even though it's Loi Hudach, Veloi Nimlach. So you didn't place any salt on the Eichtichas Boso. What happened? It came in contact with the Eichtichas Boso and the salting board. So this Eichtichas Boso has a lot of salt. So then, and this Eichtichas Boso, Shaloi Yehudach, so it has external drops of dam. So it came in contact with Eichtichas Boso that has salt. So, but this Eichtichas Boso was not as yet salted. So, at most, what could have happened? A few particles of salt, several particles of salt lopped off. But that's not considered salted. So when does the Mechaber in Simen Samach Tes, when does the Shulchan Aruch, Asa, Eichtichas Boso, that was Nimlach, without Adoche Kamaise, because of the Smag and Smag Shite, that Melach it not only has the capacity to be Mavliya internal Dam, but it has the capacity to be Mavliya external Dam, if it was Meluach. But here it wasn't Nimlach, this Chatiche. It just came in contact. So what could have happened? What could have happened? A few particles of salt might have rubbed off. That doesn't make it Meluach. So mainly, the fact that a few particles of salt rubbed off and were transferred from the surface of this Chatiche to the surface of this Chatiche, it does not make it into a Chatiche Melucho. So mainly, it couldn't, the external dam couldn't be Nivla. What the Mashal says makes very good sense. And the same thing is true of Echichas Boso Shalo Yehudach Veloi Nivla, if it fell into fluid here. So this Echichas Boso does not have any salt, but it fell into a fluid here. The fluid here is a mixture of dam and particles of salt. But that does not make it into a Echichas Melucho. So mainly, it cannot be Mavliya, the external dam.
Even though there was no Hadach Kamaise? Even though there was no Hadach Kamaise?
Even though there was no Adoche. In order for the external dam to be Nivla, it has to be Nivla. So there has to be a substantial quantity, a moderate quantity of salt. But here, there was no salt altogether. It just came in contact with the Echtichas Boso and the salt. So, a few particles of salt might have rubbed off. Does that make it a Echtichas Melucho? to the external dam. As a matter of fact, what the Shach says originally is very strange. He says, so then he says, ובכן פוסק מעשיו, ואיסא והפס לו, יפריקו הבוס עושים להם בו, וכן פוסק הבא, ואני של כוס והפוסקים, והמחה בבוס שהודח ולא ינוח. Because even בוס שלא יהודח ולא ינוח, still the same matter applies. And we cannot say it becomes osir because of the din shechono chisim and samachtes that without adochek amayse, so the external dam becomes nivra, and that is dam be'en. That's the din of dam be'en, and we don't apply the law of chilut apilte because in order to be nivra, in order that the external dam should be nivra, it has to be nivra. Here it wasn't nivra; it just came in contact with the chikas also that has melt. Right? He says, "Umashi koso." בייסא והפס של מריל חתיכה תפילו של הנילוך עדיין וניסה לו בנילוכס ונשתר ביניהם איסא חתיכה אסור ולא ימיה למילוך השניוס אומנם נהות חותרם שניסה ויהיה לו בן יחור עד כאן לשני נירה דישה מאוסו כאילו שניסה לו בנמלוכס ונשתר לשם אם כן אפשר שכאילו לו טעם מהמלך עצמא אינה דועת אם יפרצי חתיכה של הנילוכו stays for a very long time together with many חתיכס that are מלוח. So it's rubbed off from many chatiches in the course of a long time, then it can be considered like meluach itself. Mashein came, if it just came in contact for a moment, so how many particles of salt could have rubbed off if, let's say, you had a number of chatiches meluchis here, and then what chaticha shaloi meluchho will also stay here in contact with all these chatiches for, let's say, for 5 hours. So then we say, since it was in contact and for 5 hours with many chatiches that have salt on it, so a substantial quantity of salt might have rubbed off in the course of the 5 hours. But when you have just one chatiche that is coming in contact for one moment with the chatiche that is melech, so how many particles of salt could rub off on that chatiche? So memele, it's not considered as if it had been nivra. So it appears from the lashon of the Shach, even though the Shach said at first, "Mashikos from Chabal Hatem Bidev and Boshos from Nachwal Ma'ira Shudach Nitzilo." The Noikin typically didn't mean what we are doing. Come, I say, "The Osarat Bidev and Mishamelach, but we eat Amden Sholov, we eat Yeshua and Michal, we eat Sliach, we eat Sim Smachtez." The Chay Mashikos from Rabbi Nitzilach, Kwam Doch Nitzil Mamesh, the Chay Doch Om Dicha Hakein Ma'ira Mishudach Kesh Doch Nitzia, Vize Perash Doch Dari Marim Bago Yishari Dure. So that's the Pshat of the Mari in Ago Yishari Dure. We are Rabbi Tereschatus Kwal Vod. Aber bei Goy Acheren wie Shari Dure, so die Kosovo Chima Rav Rav Yaakov Shushanei Mek, that even if it's Loyudach, so it still does, there is a heter of the Melech. So in other words, and the Shach is Machria, like the Hagoyeb and the name of Rav Rav Yaakov Shushanei Mek. In other words, the Shach, what the Shach says at first, so it's not the Shach's own Shite in the Mechaber. That he says, "Vize pereshte lidas marid agoy sharidure ve'arav b'teres chatos kolvov dinbeis abu b'agoy acheres b'sharidure kosav al shem arav Rav Yaakov Shushanei," which is in line with the sheet of the marshal, that there is a big difference between the chtichas boso that has a substantial quantity of soul and the chtichas boso that has no soul but just came in contact with the chtichas boso that has soul. So there, it doesn't become like a chtichas boso shemim lochot unless it stayed in contact for a very long time, so then a moderate quantity of salt might have rubbed off. But if it came in contact just for a moment or two, so at most just a few particles of salt could have rubbed off, so then it's not to be equated with the case of a chtichas boso that is itself milch. But before that, he mentioned with the one pshat by the Agui Sharidure that considers rubbing, coming in contact with the Tichas Boso Melucho as if it had been Melucho itself. But the Shach himself doesn't agree with it. V'afiu b'de'eved ne'agim le'osrei im no'fol boso shekpor polat kodom v'yitzirei v'v'nahan le'adochem li'chay haka v'afiu l'itzli osea. Why? Because we do not say kibili kach peyote independently of the gore of its own natural damkan. There's chados. Shom rishdinei b'taim of the chibush ekvor bol adam litzireim kemi torchu v'iflei ubeleya v'shuniyei kimdu ipoli dam shol atzmei v'gam le'amrinu mishach shol v'ilu kach kolei osea dam ashakinu m'nicha b'samer v'gam mashma dines amiyahar ואת מרשאו דסביר עלי דיבוס השנוח ומציע אינו עושר עלי כששו שום שיר כפי שבייסי בספקות ממי מש בספקות הבוסו ימי דאוכל ונראה את היתיימה יחיל דמיד שמיד נצניף את נבוסו נפני דולו אם כן יד מיובה וידכן הברסייח מיד מחמס המליך המדק שכבור פולעת כל דומי מציע ואפילו בדבר די הגלוסר אם לא פרופוסה שכבר פולת קודם וביצירי אצל פרופוסה של אישו עדיין שיעו מליח שכבר פולת קודם וביצירי וכן אם שיעו שיעו מליחה והודח ונופו אצל פרופוסה וחתאי מהו וכמשקוסה בספקות מחובור in other words the shach shite is that the ramor paskins as a global portion that the פרופוסה ששיעו שיעו מליח and the salting bowl, and then it was Yudah, so the mikveh plate is a tzira nistem, and then, so it has the, so it's not told in being tzira tzir anymore. We know gathers man zeh in an esa bezeh. So he says, v'yei shem shekol meisleis, lach ha-shem ilach, pele tzir, we know gathers man zeh libos ha-shem ilach ulishua adayin, shir meliche, אין נסה וכן מייגין אבל מוקים שנפסית מרובה יש לא סלחים ואישו איז ואין נוגע תזמן זה אין נסה בזה גם משל מייבי כמבוי אביסה ואתה שלהי ובסיך לפרק לא הבוסה והייתיים יחיב משפל יציר אין בלעיה ויוקביל כך אין צורך לרזה ומולכי החקאים again the שח reiterates so just as the שח reiterates time and time again that the פסק of the רמו is like the עדיין ישרים השיט that as long as Ichtichas Boso is busy, is occupied with the classes of being Pelitzir, so it's not even Bileya, so we don't have to resort to another Meliche. So there are more pastors like the Dain Eishle Mashite, not only the Mechada, but it has constantly reiterates that only the Mechada pastors like the Dain Eishle Mashite, but there are more pastors like the Yesh Neforshi that even if it's told Lifle Tzir, it is still Bileya. But it can be paid through the Melichet on the basis of the Aloche of Kibbutz Kafir. So that's why the Shach says, V'hai Taime Dechim Shepay Litzir, Eini Bileya! V'yu Kach Im Tzorich Lazer Al Melichet HaKem. But according to the Taz, it's Tzorich Lazer Al Melichet. So that you find it constantly that the Shach assumes that there are more pastors like the Dain Yishlim Ashite and the Taz assumes that there are more pastors like the Yishlim Foshim Shite and the Pashtus Loshen of the Ramo is like the Shach not like the Taz I'll be more Kim Shin Epsit Merupe Vidas Marshal so what does the Ramo say? The Tiv Ichtich Hasboso Shel Nimlach and it stayed on the salting board let's say for 13 hours but not for 24 hours So after staying on the salting board for 13 hours, it came in contact with another Tichas Boso on the salting board that was still Toich Shiyom Nilo. So there are more pastors that Bimokim Shin Epsed Merube, we shouldn't eat it. Bimokim Epsed Merube. So there is an Eitzet to eat it Alvin Licho Shiyom. Alvin Licho Shiyom. This is our day. So he says, Avimokim Shinefsit Merube Yesh Lo Osre Lacha Lidvei Shoyz. So Avimokim Shinefsit Merube Vidas Mashal Bisavet HaShomei Visif Mishom Nir Lehatir Ad Me Yisraelis Afi Udlo Yefsit Merube Vidas Arab Nir Eikea Nir Eikea The Mashal is Matir Bitei Chodal Cho even without Yefsit Merube Why? Because the Marshal doesn't consider it as a sopik. He's sure that the Aloche is like the Rishenim who say that the Chazboso is Pelitzir only for the duration of 12 hours. I'm sorry, he's sure that the Chazboso is Pelitzir for the duration of 24 hours. It's a bad idea. So, Mele, you shall not be able to have said Merube. even Shaloi be mokim efsek meruve. So if he has posel that the state on the salting board, let's say 23 hours, not 24 hours, but 23 hours, came in contact with the chlichas posel that he's on the salting, has been on the salting board for 10 minutes, so then it is muter. Why? Because the marshal shiti is b'tirasvada that for the duration of 24 hours, so it's occupied in the process with the process of being peretziyah, and the mashal shite is like the adayin yishlima shite, according to the shach. The mashal shite is like the adayin yishlima shite, that I did it all with me peretziyah, loy bola. So mainly it's not also the mishaloy mokinesh. But the Ramah is more disposed of the shite of most poskim, that it's only peretziyah for 12 hours. But the mokinesh in the he relies on the sheet of the Miut Paskin, that it's Peretziyah for 24 hours. That's why he requires only Mokim Efsid Merube, that it's in his Mutah. But Shaloi Mokim Merube, so we don't rely on the Sheetahs, Horishenim, that it is Peretziyah for 24 hours. Alright. I will with that. Alright. So he says, Vidas Arav Nirikya, Vifishedas Arav Rabinim, Rajbo, Varam, Vatur, Rav Niruchem, is chofei v'harao v'sitra chinuch v'harav amadi v'obu shachar yedei shoi shurim peretziya v'ze da'as anachaber v'kam v'chol bei niska deizu. But in case of Efsed Merube, so k'day hu Reb Shimon listen chomer v'shasatcha, so we rely on the shittes miut chishen who say that echtich hazboso peretziya for the duration of 24 hours d'amrinon oh. V'kedim lo zein lach nechlal v'chol shkirim imnim lach klal d'afil lo falitzio mamesh eile Yisrael d'amrin ha'odei shifli d'amdidei yifli gam kei ma shebolam mokmachia v'afil imnim lach abos omri sho adan shem lichem nofnitzio yesh lehatir. Now here the Ramah for the first time mentions d'amrin ha'odei shifli d'amdidei yifli gam kei ma shebolam mokmachia. That's what shite. Not that I wish you shite. That's the shite of the Yishne Foshim in case for Sinchu. That Bilea it is, but it can be paled. Through Miliche, it can be paled. That's the reason as why the Taz assumed that the Ramo is Chilik on the Mechaba. Whereas the Mechaba passes like that, Dain Yishlim HaShite, that I called man, it's told, Lichli Tzir, it's not in the Leia, we don't have to resort to another Melech. So, but the Ramo passes like the Yishlim Foshim Sloshim in Teisves, that the Leia it is, but it can be Nifrat again. That's the reason. But the Shach, what's the Shach stuff? So as the Or HaShulchan explains it, here it's a different situation. Because here we are dealing with the case of Echtichas Boso, that stayed on the salting board for 10 hours, less than 12 hours, for 10 hours. So it's still in the process of being Beretziah. And that dropped into Fluetziah. So then there is more of a pressure of the Tziah upon the Echtichas Boso. So I did it trickily shite because it fell into tzir, into fluid tzir, so there is more of a possibility for them to be nivra from the tzir into this chatiche than the possibility there is in the case of two chatiches bosal, two solid chatiches bosal in contact with each other. So in other words, so the sheet of the Ramoy is that the Adan Yishleim HaShite that says that I will be told with fluid tzir is loy bola, so that is reference to the case where one chtichas bosor is in contact with another chtichas bosor. In other words, we have a chtichas bosor that stayed on the salting board for 10 hours, so it's still in the process of being peretziah. That comes in contact with a chtichas bosor that stayed on the salting board for 10 minutes, and it's still continuing to be peled down. So in such a case, the Adayin Yishlim HaShite says in Teisves, Kivin b'tod l'fritziya, loy bola! So we don't have to resort to another melech, loy bola! Masha'in came in the case where Chtichas Boso that stayed on the salting board for 10 hours and it's still in the process of being peretziah. Falls mamish into tziya, into fluids here. So there is more of a pressure exerted by the tzir upon this chatiche than the pressure that is exerted by this chatiche upon this chatiche. No, here it's two solid chatiches. And here it's a chatiche that falls into fluids here. So there is more readiness on the part of the chatiche to take in, to absorb dam from the fluids here than there is in the chatiche to absorb through its contact with other chatiche. So in other words, the Ramoshite is, that's the Shachite, that's the way the Orach HaShulchan explains it, that the Adayin Yishleima Shite has reference to a case of two chatiches, both are coming in contact with each other. Then it's not in the layer. But when chatiche falls into fluid here, then it is the layer, because there is more of a pressure exerted by the fluid here upon the chatiche. So then it is the layer, but it's still muter because it can be niflet again through a melicha shliach. It can be niflet again through a melicha shliach. Now this is the pshat in the Ramoia. However, the Shach in Siv, the Shach in Siv from Zion, he mentions from the Teras Chatos, that the Ramon in Teras Chatos says that even in the case where a Chtichas Bosor that stayed on the salting board for 10 hours falls into fluid here, so the Ramon in Teras Chatos says it's muter and we don't even have to resort to another melicha. Why? So the Ramo in Teras Chatos Shite is that the Adayin Yishleima Shite applies not only to a case of two chatiches coming in contact with each other, where there is a relatively less of a pressure exerted by one chatiche upon the other, but it applies even to a case where a chatiche that is still in the process of being Peretzia drops into Fluetzia. Even though there is relatively more pressure exerted by the tzia upon the chatiche, so even there we say kin dadayin told me for tzia is loybar. And then the Ramo says in Sifra Mitzayin, the Ramo says the Sifra Mitzayin that when the Ramo says, I'm sorry, the Shach says in Sifra Mitzayin that when the Ramo says here the kingdom was in Lahachmechlau, the Hochkin in Lilimachlau, that if you will not follow Tia Mamesh, Eli Osrei Damrinan, or the Shinifli Damdi De, Yifli Gamki Mashabor Mokmache. So it's only with a Schumre, he says, Yifli Gamki Mashabor Mokmache. So with a Schumre, we should resort to Nadamliche. But Mikaradin, the Ramo here, agrees with Ishita in Teras Chatos that we apply the principle of giving the Adayim Torah if we see only Bola Klal. But, after all, it doesn't require such a tirche to be Meleach again, so why shouldn't we be Meleach again? Because there is such a thing that the concept of Adayim with giving the Adayim Torah if we see only Bola applies only to a case of contact between two chatiches bosor, but it does not apply to a case of a chatiches bosor falling into fluid tzia, and then we have to resort to gibeli kachbeli. So b'tiras chumre he requires adam liche, but b'karadim there'll be shasat chak. Let's say he's in a big hurry and he must have the meat because there are many orchim. So then the shach says that the ramo will be made. Here, that if a chtichas bosor that stayed on the salting board for 10 hours drops into fluid tzia, so then we can cook it without resorting to another melicha. But if there is no shasat chak, so why not be machmir and resort to another melicha? But Meikra Divine, the Shach says, the Ramo here is made with what he says in Teras Chatos, that the Adayin Yishleima Shite applies even to a case of Echtichas Boso dropping into fluency. Alright, we'll leave it here. Well, we should on Wednesday, we certainly should finish Simonai. Oh.
Shir Chof Hei Melicho Yutis Shvat Hitov Shemem Gimel, February 2nd, 1983, on Wednesday.
יש להכיר וזכיר לא פליטי מהאנשים לישראל גם בין הלישים וגם בידי יד וגם של מה שכל עד לא כמחר so even the Tichas Bosso falls into Tia Mamish fluid Tia so it doesn't become Osa and the Pashtis Aloshim of the Ramon is גם בין הלישים וגם בידי so that means only through a nada mirich. But now the Shach says in the Ramot Paskins like the Dain Mishlimash that Kim be told Lifle Tzia Loi Bola Klau Loi Bola Klau, so you shouldn't resort to nada mirich. The answer is there is a distinction according to the Shach, as the Hashulchan points out, between a case of contact between two solid chtiches, so then there isn't any real pressure exerted by one chticha upon the other, and the case where a chtichas boso falls into fluetzia, so then it's completely immersed in the fluetzia. There is more pressure exerted by the fluid tzia upon the solid chatiche, so then even though it's stored with fluid tzia, it is still b'leia, but the b'leia is a superficial b'leia, it's not a thorough b'leia, so it can be extracted through another b'leia. So this is what Shach said, yeish lehatir kishyadechen uviyazem yomchen uch mishikosu v'rav mikam b'somo v'aynotayim edachim b'leisho shir m'lich v'aday viz b'idam Shapir Amrinon, either the Yifrei Dam Bidei, Yifrei Gam Kein, the Yifrei Dam Deachin, Yifrei Gam Kein, Dam Deachin. There is a mistake here. The Dalet Gimel Mem, I don't know what you have, but it's a mistake. Yifrei Gam Kein, the Gimel is, should be taken out. Yifrei Gam Kein, Dam Deachin, Alikola Ome, Chmeshi Yisboer. So in the case where Ichtichaz Boso that was not as yet Nimlach falls in the criteria, so then it goes without saying that Rabbi Nimlicha Aheres it's Nika. Not only Ichtichaz Boso that was Nimlach, but even Ichtichaz Boso that was Nimlach. But we show Shiomil, let's say, it was Nimlach at 9 o'clock in the morning, and at 10 after 9 it falls into Fleetzia, so it is Muta. But we have to resort to Nulicha Acheres. Why shouldn't we say, Kim Bitoru Bliflei, Dam Veitzia, after all, it's still within Shiomil. So we voila, and that seems to be the Shita of all the Rishayim. Even Rashi, who is Mahriya, so, but Rashi is made it that either Bitoru Bliflei Dam, is Loibola. The answer is that Rashi says in case of contact between two chatichas. So there isn't any real pressure exerted by one chaticha upon the other. So then we say, as long as it's stored briefly down, so Loibola. Loibola. And Bashein came in the case of the chatichas boso that falls into fluetzia mamish. So then there is more pressure. So even though it's stored with freedom, it still is able to be Pelea, a little bit. But since the Bria is a Bria Metes, so it can be drawn out, it can be extracted by Munich. This is what the Ramos said. So, Chiyadichenu Yadulichenu, because the Arab became the Somo, by the time the Hindu is sure, she will have a diamond, be done, Shatrabun and diamond, if we done the day, if we done King, done the Achine, we call out me. Uchmeishe is boy. Now, the task deduced from this Rabo, that the Rabo rejects the whole sheet of the Dain Mishlema. That he rejects. And the Rabo holds that even while the Chachicha is stored with freedom, that ends here together, it is still able to be delayed a little bit, but if there is an Eitze of Kibbeli Kachbeyote to Mubi Hashniyot, but the Shach says no, in connection with the case of two chatiches being in contact with each other, then the psak of the Ramoy is like the psak of the Mechaber, that I will be told with the dam, with the bola klal. Not only I will be told with the dam, with the bola klal, even if it's after the shiur meal. But I will be told with the tzir, it's the chiv risho, so with the bola klal. So we don't have to resort to the mecha acheres. There's the Pashas Aloshin of the Ramoy. But in the case where the dam falls into fluid tzir mamish, then there is more pressure exerted by the fluid seal upon the Chatiche. So then, not only don't we say either the Torah with late seal is with Bola Klal, but we don't even say either the Torah with late Dam with Bola Klal. But the way it is when it falls into seal, fluid seal mamesh. But there is an eight seal in the Chacha. Alright. Then there are more mentions. So why does he say that even Nimlachaboso will show a Dainshia Melich? We know from it here, Yeshlehatia, in the year that we say Hayim Shore. Even though he was Kobush Bisehe, Kishiyoshi Alabesh Yal Hemot. But in Sime Kufay, the Mechada Paskins. That Kogush Bitzir, Kishiyosh Yalgabe Yishviyal Techenu, Hariyokim Hushol, so the Mele, there shouldn't be any Eitze, or the Mechachas. Suppose he will be Mevashel Mamesh, Echtich Hasboso. So, will be an Eitze, or the Mechachas? Of course not. So, because if it's our divisional mamish, so there is a need for it, so it cannot be drawn out by the Licha Acheres. So, if it's Kovish Bitzir, Kishi or Shia Odeish, it should be considered like the divisional mamish. That's the cash. So, Yish Lema, we come across from the Avakim Busho, El Busho, anyway. Avaloi, we need Boso, the Kim Busho Mamesh, we need Tzarakin, or the Nilir. וכמישי כוסף הרב, לישום, אדיב רמחה ואין לי כמון סימנאי מגיבוס של החוציא בנך ואין יש להם so the main terrace is the second terrace in the shaft the whole hell call of my that we knew it the day לציא מוכנוזו של הרב והוא מהנה הדוחה ומחשמיס מושי כוסף בסיכות מהם אם כן יראה את הוכה הורשמית אלה וקופוש אלו בידים שאולים When does the Rosh say? Now, the in Siman Samach Tes, Siv Yud Ches, so the Mechaba passed in by the Shibis Rosh. The Ramoy is Machmir even more than the Shibis Rosh. But the Mechaba passed in Siman Samach Tes, Siv Yud Ches. Both of them are with Rishi and Yudhe. Risho Kishi Yoshi to my knowledge. ויעסקים ועתיה, כל מה שמנו בציר עושה להיכלי, אך אם יצלי, וחלק אחתיך שחוץ מצירי, אין עושה ממנו לכדי קויפה, ואפילו יש בו שומן. So what does that's the Rosh Hite. So what is the Rosh Hite? That Kovush Bitzir, Kishiyosh Yahweh Gabesh, Vyardechen Lari, Yokim Yivusho, and it cannot be thrown out, extracted, to another Melech HaTzul Kibayi Kachbe Yivay. But that Rosh, that Mechaber, in Sifit Chesim and Samach Tez, has reference to the case where it was Kovish Bitzir Kishi Yoshiyahu al Gabi Yishviyat Echenu Bichlui She'ein in Nuke. There is no outlet. So then it's Kibushu Mamesh and it cannot be expected for the Aloche of Kibili Kachayitei. Masha'im can hear the Ramor has reference to the case of the Kli Minuke, there is real pressure. But Kli Minuke, since there is an outlet, so there is very little pressure. So in that case, even though it is still Nivla, when it is Kish, Kishi, Oshiyahu, Gabi, Shiyah, Bechenu, but there is still an Eitze to draw out the Dam, through Kibbele Kachpeyote, into another Melech. That is the Nikar Teretz by the Shach. That's the Nikar Teretz by the Shach, and that's the Shita of all the Poskim except the Taz. The Taz, as a matter of fact, this is the Shita of the Rambam Shal. He said, the Rosh Kol Lehed Yachmish in Nikar Lehachim in Nukar. Mir Vadai Marshal, the Marshal even goes, is much more maker than the Shach and the Ramon. But anyway, so the Shach says, it's Pshat in Ramon, that the Ramon Shite is as follows. If it is a Kli, Shein Minuke, then if it is Kobush, Bitzia, Bikli Shein Minuke, Kishi or Shiyal or Gabe Ishviyat HaChemur, so then there is a real pressure. By the tzia upon the chtiche, so then it becomes nivra and gmure, and it cannot be extracted through kibele kach pele to another melech. Just as in the case where echtichas boso was nisbashir in a gdeiro, so can we extract it through kibele kach pele to another melech? Of course not. So the mele, if it was. A kovush bitzir in the kli sheim in inuke kishi or shiyal argei shiyad chenu, then there is no aids according to Rambam. But